This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Now, I've said many times, I love aphorisms, maxims, proverbs, and teaching stories, all of which contain a powerful, succinct point, a certain lesson. And of things of this nature, I also love koans. A koan is a question or story or statement that can't be understood logically. Zen Buddhist monks meditate on koans as a way to abandon dependence on reason in their pursuit of enlightenment. The most famous koan is probably, two hands clap and there is a sound. What is the sound of one hand? That's a koan. I collect koans, both traditional Zen koans and also koans that I've identified myself out in the wild. These are sayings or stories that seem to have great meaning, but I'm not exactly clear what that meaning is. I came across a story like this recently. This story strikes me as very powerful, but I'm not exactly sure how to characterize its meaning. It's about the nature of the salvation of souls and about doing good for others and virtue, but somehow I can't quite grasp its lesson. I came across this story in My Several Worlds, the 1954 memoir by the Nobel Prize-winning author Pearl S. Buck. She's probably best known for her novel, The Good Earth. I'm on a bit of a Pearl S. Buck kick right now. You've probably noticed this if you look at my weekly hashtag Gretchen Rubin Reads posts on Facebook, where I post a photo of the books I read each week. I've been reading a lot of Pearl Buck. So here's the story. Pearl Buck was born in 1892, and she was the daughter of two Presbyterian missionaries, and she spent most of the first 40 years of her life in China. Here she relates a memory from her childhood. The Chinese attitude toward the whole business of the missionary may best be exemplified from a little incident I once saw take place in my father's church in an interior city. He was preaching earnestly and somewhat long, and the congregation was growing restless. One by one, they rose and went away. There is nothing in Chinese custom which forbids a person to leave an audience. He saunters away from the temple, the public storyteller, or the theater when he feels like it. And a sermon is an entirely foreign notion. My father was disturbed, however, and a kindly old lady on the front seat, seeing this, was moved to turn her head and address the people thus, "Do not offend this good foreigner. He is making a pilgrimage in our country so that he may acquire merit in heaven. Let us help him to save his soul." This reversal so astonished my father, and yet he so perfectly understood its sincerity, that he begged the pardon of the assembly and instantly stopped his sermon. I cannot stop thinking about this story. I'm not sure what to make of it. Why did this declaration by the woman cause Pearl Buck's father to stop his sermon? And how do we judge his decision to stop? I'll post a link to the book in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.